We'll call this meeting to order at 5:46 PM. All members are present. We need a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried. Approval of general fund vouchers and financial report.
In your board packet is the financial report as of the end of September 2023. At the beginning of the month, we had cash available of $4,206,362.20. We had cash receipts throughout the month of totaling $323,692.55. We had voids totaling $300, ACHs totaling $37,697.11. Checks totaling $804,264.36. Journal entries $34.95. Payroll, net payroll of $295,955.67. Wire transfers of $148,237.36. So a total monthly activity of $962,196.90. Bringing our fund balance down to $3,510,487.67. Of that, cash available of $3,244,016.65. We're asking the board to approve voids 105690 and 105830 for $300. ACHs 23240035 to 23240060 for $37,697.11. Checks 105675 to 105892 for $804,264.36. Wire transfers 2023-00022 to 2023-00028 for $148,237.36. In the packet is a copy of all the cash receipts, the voids, checks, journal entries, and then also the financial statement for Fund 50 and 80. Are there any questions on any of that?
Nobody? Mike, anything?
No.
Okay, we need a motion to approve the financial, general fund vouchers and financial report.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the general fund vouchers and financial report. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried. 2023-2024 tax levy.
This will kind of be discussed more at the full board meeting, but in the packet should have been just the general budgeted revenues and expenditures. So with everything that came in on the October 15th, the net change in the fund balance will be in total $569,215 being taken out of the fund balance. Again, I still have the listing. We still have everything on the back there. There's a listing of the stuff that we're projecting to come out of the fund balance. Again, that's all part of the five-year plan with maintenance and rebuilding the grounds. Are there any questions?
Now, in the back of the sheet is where some of the fund balance was going?
Yeah, I mean, it's 569 is what, you know, total would be coming out of fund balance and from pre-approved from buildings grounds. And then the student Chromebooks or the Chromebooks is 556 of that. So it's about $14,000 away from being balanced, other, you know, than what was approved, pre-approved, so.
Okay, we need a, perhaps we even need a motion to approve that, do we?
No, I mean, it'll be all approved in the general meeting and all that.
Then we got the 2023-2024 budget revisions.
And that was more, yeah.
Yeah, that was more of that. So, yeah, the tax levy.
Then there's the levy, the revenue limit worksheet.
The tax levy, we did get bumped up to the $11,000 for our, the
per pupil.
Revenue ceiling. So we automatically get an extra $1,000. So With that, our levy in total will be $7,218,820. So the levy rate will be 5.15. Which in the packet I have, I pulled it off of the DPI website, and it kind of shows you where we have been since, I mean, the fall of 1984.
Little historical data there.
I mean, it shows what our levy has been, our equalized value, and then our equalized rate, so for the last 10 years. So we're kind of, our equalized value has gone up this year.
Property values went up, obviously, you know, as it continued. So then that makes our tax base go up. So our equalized value is up. I think we went up 16 or 19%. I think state average was 14 and we were up either 16 or 19. I don't remember for sure, but.
Any other questions of Sarah on that? I guess we need a motion to adjourn. Motion to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And we're adjourned at 5:53?
Okay.
4:00.